Twitter.
Flex and Frooms.
Flex and Frooms.
This is the Flex and Frooms Catch Up Podcast.
Found myself the other day at South Dowling Sandwiches in Darlinghurst, my favourite sandwich shop, yours too. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jordana.
You're an early adopter though, you've been on it for years.
What can I say? Probably 2018 I started there. Now, I was sitting with a friend. My friend is a musician.
Do they know you're about to dox them?
Yeah, I asked them because I knew you would like this one, Flexi. And she was telling me about how the other day an old producer of hers called her up. He was having a really good time. He was out that night, right? So called her, FaceTimed her and was like, you are the most talented person I ever worked with. You're a genius. You know, it kind of befuddles me why you aren't bigger. Like, you need to work harder. You need to do this. I know what you're capable of. And my friend was saying, like, while it was really nice to hear that because she really obviously respects this producer and they're a big deal, like they know what talent is, she kind of felt it made her feel bad. Like, oh my God, why aren't I doing more? Like, you know, she's someone who's like really good at doing what feels right for her. Like, she's not someone who's going to follow a certain route that will like guarantee success.
Right.
And that's kind of like, she feels bad about that. Like, damn, if only I, you know, like played the TikTok game and did all this, then I'd be where I want to be, but she doesn't want to do it. We got talking about it and I was like, well, would you rather everyone kind of like, let's do a hypothetical. Let's say you end up getting what you want. You're as successful as you want to be. Would you have rathered everyone think you're a genius from the start, or would you rather an underdog story?
Oh, like she was so average. We had no idea she could make it. Now look at her.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you reckon?
I mean, it goes either way. As I was hearing you recall or recount this story, I was like, it sounds like misplaced frustration to me. Because it's, I think, being part of this like faux self-aware generation, because we can explain it, we feel soothed by that reality. So it's like, I want to do things differently. This is the consequence. You know, so when someone who has worked with other people who are doing the thing that you want to do in a way that you should be able to do it, but you don't want to do it that way. Like, of course it feels bad, but now you know. Because imagine the alternative, right? Let's say that I'm an amazing visionary singer. Like, I've got an amazing voice, an amazing style. I can do any genre. It's effortless to me. And I work with a bunch of other singers and, you know, their voices are subpar. They can't hit notes, but they're just really good at brand building. They're really good at social media and not even really good. They just like work with enough people who are essentially putting them in a very specific mold and they're just like being a puppeteer. I might feel like I don't want to do it that way. Like, I want to be the Andy Warhol of my generation. I want to be the person who's so far left, who's such an outlier that you can't help but look and stare and recognize that I'm incredible. It's like, yeah, that's like a one in a billion thing to do. So like that in itself has its own set of complications. But I feel like sometimes when you are really exceptional, it's hard to recognize. It's like, you're not exceptional enough to like outsmart the system that was made in such a specific way for this reason. Because what's the consequence? Like having a bunch of amazing people who we never get to hear because they want to do things their way. It's like, no, we all tried that.
Where we got to in the conversation, she was like, I would hate to do something that doesn't feel authentic and then not get what I want. She was like, let's say then I play the game, but I still don't get what I want. Now I've lost my, you know, I wasn't even being true to myself. Mm. So it's this very difficult bind that she finds herself
100%.
In.
100%. And it's a good question. Like, do you want what you want or do you want to feel good? Because I often feel like you can't do both in the same way. Like some people can and they do. But for everybody else, for all of us, it's like, yes, you can have what you want in exactly the way you want it, but you don't make any room for the consequence of that. I mean, that's what my therapist told me. He's like, you're so rational and logical and so naive at the same time. And I was like, what do you mean, sir? And he's like, you've done this really amazing thing where you've cultivated a life that matches your desires.
Yeah.
So it's given you this illusion of control that you don't have. You've cultivated control in certain areas, but generally you don't have control. I don't have control. We don't have control. And what happens is when you're able to curate things in your vision, you don't take into consideration that there will be a bunch of things that you can't curate in your vision and you don't want to be accountable for that reality. So, for example, this idea of like, well, I would prefer to be authentic and get what I want. It's like maybe in this reality you can't do that. So what you're preferring is the feeling of failure from not getting what you want and the story you tell yourself around why you feel comfortable with that. And I was like, whoa, sir. Back up. And he was just like, there are a lot of the things that all of us will experience is just byproducts of being alive, byproducts of being a human, byproducts of being women, byproducts of living in a patriarchal society, byproducts of living in a capitalist society. This is just the reality of the situation. And what we do with this information is we often feel like we're the exception to the way that things are, or that we have the power to overcome, because we are told a lot of stories about overcoming trials and tribulations, from fairy tales to old folks tales to how people motivate you when you're younger. Like, you can be the exception. You know, I knew a guy, he was so dumb, but look at how he turned out. Or like, I knew a girl, she was so unfit, but she wanted to be a bodybuilder. People like instill this idea into you that you can overcome the most abnormal situations. And so when it comes to doing things as they have been done for a millennia, you feel like you're above that, because I've heard plenty of stories that would affirm that I could do it differently. Mm. And it's true, you can do it differently. But then what we don't prepare ourselves for is almost like the number of implications of doing things differently. So, for example, if you're someone who wants to do something exceptional, objectively exceptional, so be a creative for a living, that's an exceptional thing. Be a doctor, that's exceptional. Go off the grid, it's exceptional. You must prepare yourself for exceptional failures.
Yep.
Exceptional hardships. People don't do that. They're kind of like, wait, why can't I just do both? You are doing both.
Wait, I have to do GST?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, but you do.
Why can't I just own a business and not have to fire anyone? It's like, well, you could. Try it. See how you go.
Yeah.
So it's interesting when you talk about this friend, I'm like, I get it. Like, I totally understand this juggling these two opposing ideas. Like, I could do it this way and it could work out, but I could be unhappy, or I could do it this way, but it might not work out, but then I could be happy. It's like, but the only way that you know is if you do it.
I choose the option where you're not doing the like trend thing, but maybe you fail.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, especially this person's like in the creative industry, I think like something that I think you need to be conscious of is like, let's say you do go down the path of doing, like, I think with a lot of creative industries, like even what we do, something that's really important, which I feel like I would find hard, especially when I worked at Pedestrian, is like the way to grow an audience is to keep doing the same thing again and again and again.
Mm.
Like, people really want to know, oh, you're going to get this thing on Tuesday, like podcasting, everything. The number one thing is to be consistent. Like, you don't even have to really be that good, TBH. You just have to do it. Because there's really, Australia's industry is so small. Yeah. If you just get up and like post something every single day, you will find an audience. But I used to be like, oh, I did one video like this. And, you know, someone would be like, can you do another one like that? I'm like, I actually can't, King.
Like, I don't know if you know how creativity works.
Yeah, like, I'm
I don't know if you
real.
Know what my process is.
They're like, you're getting paid, so you're going to have to do it.
No, I can't. Welcome to another Bunnings and talk about conservation. No, I can't do that. Thank you. That was a one and done. It was the Picasso of my generation.
Literally. Never before seen. So I get the vibe that, like, you don't want to have to do it a cookie cutter way.
Mm.
And yeah, I can't help you with that because I...
But it's also interesting, like, knowing that and actually knowing that.
Yeah.
So it's like knowing it is being able to say it, but then have it be affirmed by people around you. Like, imagine if someone said to you, to your face, with love, it's like, you should be at a different position. Like, you are so much more talented. You're falling off in record time. It's freaking me out. It's freaking the girls out. You need to do better. And it's like, you just need, like, you'd be like, whoa. Like, I wasn't ready to hear it. But it's like, you knew.
Mm.
You already knew. It's interesting.
That's got to hit differently.
It would. But this is why we always go back to, you know, when we seek feedback and advice, do we actually really want it?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we just light gassing?
Do we want a mentor, guys?
Everyone, delete your mentors. Because she wasn't unhappy before that mentor call.
You've been listening to the Flex and Frooms Daily Podcast. For more, tune in to Cater on DAB or stream it on iHeartRadio.